This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from As Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And still to come this hour, America First's very own Ashley Hayek, director of the new film Journey to Bethlehem, Adam Enders. Also from Journey to Bethlehem, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and We the Kingdom in the Spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where only one out of every 17 people are actually a creation of AI, here's that Kevin!
I don't know about that, Dave. I'm not sure that one out of every 17 people in Times Square is actually a creation of AI. But I have said for a long time that the robots were going to kill us all. We got some proof of that this week. Did you see that story? Gruesome. Gruesome way to die. A robot thought a man was a box and decided to just crush him. The robot, man's like pleading for his life. Please, no, I'm not a box. Please, don't treat me like a box. I promise, I'm not a box. I don't have any... And the robot's like, you must die. We don't care. Telling you got to be aware of this AI stuff, man. They're coming for us. They're going to knife us in our sleep. They're going to shoot us on the subway. There will be no peace to be found once the robots finally get the power that they're all seeking. And you know that they're seeking it. You've seen your toaster looking back at you. Would you like burned toast? No. You know that that's going down. Anyway, got to get to the news. Let's go. Assignment Desk Weekend. I'm Kevin McCullough. Let's get to the news. President Biden joked this week upon seeing an elderly person stumble at one of his gatherings. The president, who never misses the chance to make every issue he can about himself, cracked to the media, hey, at least it wasn't me. Assignment Desk Weekend would like to point out that the crack was horrible for a variety of terrifying reasons. Number one, it reminds us that Scranton Joe hasn't been Scranton Joe for a long time. In fact, it's more like Stairway Sally. It also reminds us that all too often, the president seems to find things funny regardless of their actual inherent comedic value. And number three, some poor person fell down. A leading GOP congresswoman has filed a complaint regarding the judge in former President Trump's civil case. Citing a host of documented strange behaviors by the judge, the complaint asks that that judge be removed from the case. Notably left out from the complaint, looking as he does in this photo, like a psychotic pedophile. Experts are now advising that people who own $2 bills may find out shortly that the currency is worth well more than that. Bills predating 1917 are going for as high as $5,000 on current currency markets. Assignment Desk Weekend would like to politely request, though, that as fascinating as all that is, wouldn't it be of more value to actually have the bills that we actually use in our actual bank accounts be worth the actual money that is actually represented on them? The Air Force is raising the age limits of potential new recruits. The force, facing a severe enlistment crisis, hopes the rule change will be of some help. Perhaps it will. Assignment Desk Weekend can barely understand the mandate for the Air Force to begin with. Go Navy. So why not let gray hairs join? In fact, I hear that the actor Alec Baldwin is looking for his next adventure. A New York City man who saved a woman's life by firing a warning shot when he saw a criminal assaulting the woman in an underground subway has been arrested. Now, unlawful discharge of a firearm is a serious offense, especially considering it saved the woman's life. Meanwhile, the man who assaulted her is still running around scot-free. Speaking of NYC criminals, the state attorney general, Letitia James, has come under fire for bizarre appearances at the New York courtroom where former President Trump's trial is being held. Awkward smiles, as in this photo, imitations of hey, 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 and colorful wardrobe selections have been in abundance in her daily appearance. Assignment Desk Weekend, though, believes she has committed a criminal offense and she should be put on trial, mostly for her horrible ability to not be able to do Taylor Swift heart hands. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Calvin McCullough.
You are to be the mother to a savior and king. This is the story that turned BC to AD. Everything changed with the birth of Jesus.
It's a story that's been important for thousands of years. It needs to be told and retold.
Jesus is still alive. Man, this is where it all began.
What an amazing opportunity to be the first musical offering of a story this significant.
The Nativity story is sort of a musical at the heart of it. These angels show up, and it's they're singing to the shepherds.
How hasn't this been done before?
It's gone through iterations. It's been through close calls. It's been through, oh, this is not going to happen. Oh, it is going to happen. And finally, here we are in 2023 making it happen.
The music is incredible. Like, that was the first thing that made me be like, oh, I need to be a part of this. When I heard it for the first time, I felt like a little kid.
Yeah, it's a beautiful balance between real human.
Yeah.
Problems and just
performance and,
exactly,
yeah, like,
and theater,
yeah,
and color
surprise and just everything.
It's perfect.
It's you just pinch yourself. Walk around, it's a dream come true, this whole thing.
The character that I play is fun, scary, and it's cruel, and it's tough. A king doesn't need to be loved, only obeyed and feared.
What he portrayed and what he embodied when he was playing Herod is exactly what was in my head. He embraced the movie, the story, the way we're telling it.
He's a man that in a way kind of smell the change in the air. Something's going to happen that is going to affect the world in which he thinks everybody should live. Something is happening. Somebody is coming that is going to change that.
They should call him Emmanuel.
I personally hope that people can take away the joy of the story.
The joy and the hope that is revealed to Mary and ultimately to the world.
From the very beginning, Adam wanted to tell a story about the fact that God has bigger plans for us than even we have for ourselves. I hope that at the end of the fun and the music, that they are reminded of that truth.
We're so used to this story being told in a very simple way, but when you really think about the cultural context of the time, it just makes no sense that God would enter the world through a newborn baby, let alone have that baby be born in a barn.
Time for the close-up.
I think we all remember when we were little going to the movies and just being like so in it, you know, and so drawn to something that feels much bigger than life.
People will experience the journey of Mary, this young girl who has the weight of the world on her shoulders. Just a unique vantage point and perspective that really does stay faithful to God's story, but at the same time adds so much color.
It's a musical. We're having fun. People didn't break into song and dance back in 0 BC, but we're going to.
Fortunately, we have some comedic relief.
Now let's go.
We're telling an important story with eternal value, but we're having a lot of fun doing it with this music and dance that I think kind of pierces through defenses in hearing the story and opens hearts and minds up to hear it fully.
It's going to surprise people. People are going to laugh. He's going to have a great time. He's going to get emotional. You got to arrange.
You know, we have the Mary and Joseph storyline. We have the Magi storyline. The King Herod and Antipater storyline.
It's funny. It has heart.
It's just breathing. It's moving. It's absolutely everything.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back from Times Square. Kevin McCullough, That Kevin Show on the Salem News Channel, Biz TV, and more than 300 radio stations across the country. Glad to have you with us. My next guest is no stranger to That Kevin Show. She has already been with us once this year in the debut year of the brand new entity. She's the executive director of America First Works. She has been for some 15 years in the political and nonprofit consulting arena, and she has just authored her brand new book called Beat the Elites. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ashley Hyatt. Hello, lady. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good to have you back. We're getting past Election Day on 2023 this week, and in places like Kentucky, New Jersey, Virginia, going into this election week, there was so much discussion of moms and the roles that moms, and particularly moms that have gotten active in cultural and societal issues, are going to play in this next election cycle. And you've been a mom that's kind of been straddling that world anyway for a little while. But do you sense, before we get into the discussion of your book, do you sense personally that there is new energy within that arena in terms of how they want to impact the next couple of years of elections?
I've been looking a lot at this, just voting in general and the impact of the suburban vote, the urban vote. We've seen a huge shift with Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, especially as they lean towards more America First policies. And I think they've always been a part of, and moms like myself, we've been a part of America First policies. They just really haven't been conveyed to us in the way that is inclusive or involves us. And so what really happened, I think, if you go back during COVID, when parents' eyes were opened to what was in our kids' schools, the curriculum, or the fact that the teachers union was making a play to keep our kids masked, keep them out of school altogether, it really created this movement amongst parents, moms and dads, to get involved and understand what was happening. Since then, the issue of men competing in women's sports from a safety issue, even a women's rights issue, is becoming a major policy that we're seeing so many people who I think even identified as Democrats are now getting behind this policy of protecting women's sports. So
Ashley,
this is just the beginning.
For so many years as a woman, you've been told that your vote doesn't really count because you didn't believe in aborting your baby and all the like the checklist things that you had to do to be a female voter, the way that the establishment media and everybody else kind of diced you up. But there is this whole new thrust, particularly with moms that have school-age kids, that don't want their kids being exposed to those kind of more radical ideas. And I just think that this is a demographic that the smart people in Washington have never really paid attention to. They've always kind of discounted as not being legit. And for a long time, I think a lot of moms have been too busy to vote, kind of some other things that they just haven't, it just hasn't bubbled up to the priority. But this year I'm sensing that there's a very different take in that because of the policies like the one you just cited. And I'm hopeful that the candidates and everybody starts speaking to those issues, which you have done a certain degree of a good on that front in your new book called Beat the Elites, 5 Steps to Stop the Elites and Save America by Ashley Hyatt. It's her first title. Ashley, talk to me about why you felt this was the message you needed to put in this book.
Yeah, well, really quickly, kind of going back to that point on abortion, you know, that's been the main message of the Democrat Party, and especially since Roe v. Wade, and we saw that happen in the 2022 elections, where that was the entire focus was around abortion. And I think for a really long time, you had the left arguing reproductive health and the right arguing the baby, and there has not been really a policy that talks about the importance of the woman and the baby. And that's what I think America First really stands for, is how do you bridge that gap and make sure that we're taking care of women's health, but we're also acknowledging that there are two lives at stake. And you're going to see a big difference, I think, over the course of the next year as those policies are laid out. As it pertains to, you know, suburban women especially, that's going to be a completely new ballgame. And I think my book kind of is a great segue into this because, you know, the left has doubled down on themselves and on extremism. And at some point, it's not going to work anymore. It's not working for the American people. You have big government, big tech, big pharma, big media. They've been comfortable exerting power and control over we the people. And so they've lived a life of double standard. They give us orders that they don't follow. We saw that through COVID. They make themselves richer. We get poorer. They break the rules, and then they persecute us who are fighting for freedom. It's a war on the American people, and it's this constant double standard that we've seen, and that's what this book is about. And really, if we can come together, if conservatives can come together, that's why the cover of the book has all those little red fish, we can take down the shark.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great illustration, and I hope people can see it well. But this fish is made up entirely of tiny fish, and they're chasing this big shark here. What a great picture. Ashley, let me make an observation and then get your reaction to it, because it's something that I've been tracking for a while. You talked about the kind of double standard that the left holds in contempt for the people that aren't in power. And this is very much the way progressivism, socialism, communism have all worked. But even in the recent battle over anti-Semitism in this country, what I have noticed is that the left very much is empowered to tell the rest of us that the Palestinians are the only view that's proper in this debate. And yet, if you look at the Palestinian leadership of Hamas and others, you will see people that subjugate women, that, you know, when they took them as political hostages, stripped them of their clothing, beat them in public, and had people come out and cheer that on. The people that AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and others align themselves with literally hate women. They don't want them to have the same liberties that you have here in this country. They certainly don't want you to have freedom of expression or of faith or any of that. But beyond that, they kind of hate the idea, and they publicly kind of point to it, that if someone is someone like you, who's a church-going, God-observant, tax-paying, loving mother who wants a good education for their kid, and by that you mean 2 + 2 = 2, and not that, you know, Joe equals June, they don't have any use for it. And to me, it seems that the left's message is so anti. It's not just America last. It's just not that it's not America first. It's like it doesn't even register on the American scale of what America looks like. Am I wrong, or is this the image that they present?
No, this is 1,000% the image that they present. I can't imagine when you look at the college students on these campuses who are tormenting other Jewish American students, it's mind-blowing to me that that would even remotely be tolerated. And the fact that it's not only tolerated, but it's celebrated is disgusting.
She's Ashley Hayek. Here's the book, Beat the Elites, 5 Steps to Stop the Elites and Save America. Ashley Hayek, you want to get this at your local bookseller or off of Amazon.com. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House condemned Elon Musk, owner of the social media site X, formerly Twitter, for endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory on his platform. White House spokesman Andrew Bates criticized Musk for calling the conspiracy the actual truth. Musk faced backlash for echoing the belief that white people in Western countries are being replaced with immigrants, a notion common among white nationalists. In another setback, IBM announced it halted advertising on X due to reports of its ads appearing alongside content praising Nazis, complicating the platform's efforts to regain support from major brands. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have seemingly given their nod to a new contract with the big three U.S. automakers. The vote at General Motors was closely contested, with approximately 55% of members supporting the deal. Preliminary results indicate that members at Stellantis and Ford are also likely to approve the contract. Skip Kelly, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Very glad to have you with us back from Times Square, back with my lovely guest, Ashley Hayek, who has written this book, Beat the Elites, Five Steps to Stop the Elites and Save America. And if you want to follow her on Twitter or Instagram or any of the socials, I'm guessing you have a Truth Social account, too.
I do have a Truth Social.
Kind of figured you America Firsters do, as do I. Very proud of it. Ashley, you have five steps in here. How did you come to the decision of which steps to include? Because I'm sure that there were more that you could have put in there. But why these five?
So when I was traveling earlier this year and I met with literally hundreds of grassroots activists, everybody was united in the fact that we knew there was a problem, but everyone also felt very helpless in what we can do. And so as I was writing the book, I was looking at a lot of the major issues, our economy, energy, security, border security, safety. And so I really picked kind of the top, you know, four or five issues that I felt were the ones that people could act on now and draw a line for accountability. So the book has over 1,000 sources on our website, beattheelites.com. You can go and find all of the sources. So if you were to use any of the statistics, they're completely backed up. But it's stats like on energy, you know, private jets emit 14 times more carbon than commercial jets. commercial planes. And we have these elitists like Pete Buttigieg who want to preach at us about our energy consumption. Well, he's jet setting all over the world on our dollar and on our dime. And we're all grounded at home with flights, messed up holiday travel, just wait until December. But we have to unleash American energy. And this, you know, EV and this Green New Deal has got to stop. So that, for example, is one of the calls to action. Contact your legislator. And then we're continuing to build that out through America First Works, our C4, over the course of the next year, so people can get involved and take back our country.
Well, I can't stress, you know, strongly enough what you just said about the energy crisis. And it goes beyond even what you just demonstrated by way of the hypocrisy. KT McFarland, who's on my show regularly, was one of Donald Trump's national security advisors and has advised other presidents, has said repeatedly on this show that if we were producing our own energy, if we were fracking to the degree that we can, and we can do that extremely sensitively to the environment, there's not any need at all to fear that, you know, the environment's going to become polluted. But if we frack and drill and we produce and we have enough in our possession right now to literally last the entire world for hundreds of years, if we just produced what we had, that would bankrupt Russia, bankrupt Iran. Both of the current wars that are going on would go away because Iran's paying for Hamas and Russia is funding its war because of the oil that it's able to sell to China and others. But if we were the ones supplying and became energy dominant, not only would it straighten out all of the bogus, you know, regulations that they put on us here in the States, we would pay less for energy, et cetera. But then we would end some of the greatest evils that are facing us today. And I think that it takes something like your book to get into people's hands so that they can look at it and kind of connect the dots and go, oh, if I do this, yeah, it helps me, but it's going to leave a world of help behind in its wake as well. So I'm so glad that you put those statistics and sources in here because people are going to need them. If you were going to pick the number one thing that people could do to save America and beat the elites in this next election cycle, what are you telling people to do? What's the number one biggest thing that they need to do?
So my greatest call to action is actually the last item in the book, and it's to sign up with America First Works at AmericaFirstWorks.com. There's a QR code in the book as well. We are launching a project across the country to create neighborhood advocates, neighborhood activists to turn out the vote. We are partnering with a number of organizations like Turning Point Action to chase the ballot. Early vote is critical. That is how we're going to win. You know, our policies resonate with people. We're seeing major shifts, like we've talked about in the very beginning, with women, Black Americans, Hispanics, Asian Americans, independent voters. It's a matter of converting those to actual votes. So get involved, sign up for AmericaFirstWorks.com, and be a part of an amazing movement.
AmericaFirstWorks.com, even if they don't have the book, they can go there right now and sign up. AmericaFirstWorks.com. Think about it. America First. It works. AmericaFirstWorks.com. Easy enough to do. Ashley, congrats on the book. I hope it is a bestseller for you. And thank you for putting these ideas together. I think a lot of people are going to be helped. And hopefully we take our country back under control in this next election and get some common sense flowing out of Washington, D.C., because right now we are very, very far away from anything that resembles that.
Exactly. I agree. Thank you.
You got it. Ashley Hayek, thank you for being with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's That Kevin Show. Still to come, another highlight of Journey to Bethlehem. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone I've very much looked forward to speaking with, because ever since November the 3rd, when the cast recording came out of his newest project, my 8-year-old and 10-year-old have been imitating Herod and Joseph and Mary and everybody else associated with the birth of Christ. His new project is Journey to Bethlehem. You've probably heard the buzz about it, but it is in theaters right now as we speak this weekend. And we are so glad to welcome the director, producer, writer, also composer, songwriter. He's touched about every aspect of this project possible. Adam Anders, welcome to That Kevin Show. Glad to have you. I started getting wind of your project while it was still in the making, and I've always wondered, why hadn't the birth of Christ been approached kind of from the musical perspective before. And I have to say, not only have you done that, but in terms of the emotional draw of the songs and the things that are included in this film, you've succeeded on a wildly successful level. Now that it's in theaters, as we're airing this on Saturday and Sunday night, what is your thought now that it's finally come to the big screen?
Hard to sum up all the emotions you feel. You know, there's reviews coming out, there's people talking, there's chatter, you know, and you just hope people will see the heart of what I've tried to do. I've poured, you know, 17 years into this. I first had the idea 17 years ago. And I had that exact same thought that you just had. Why hasn't anyone done this? And I really feel like it was kind of God tattooing this idea on my heart. Because as a creative, I have ideas, good ideas, bad ideas, you know, all the time. And the bad one, you just kind of, well, it didn't work, and therefore I shouldn't do it. Let's move on to the next one.
Right.
I could not let go of the idea. And I've had so many starts and stops. And now for it to finally be here, it's surreal. It's humbling. It's exciting. It's scary. All kinds of things. And as you mentioned, I did everything, so it's my fault. I like it.
Which is good if it works, which is always the big risk with creative stuff. So my 10-year-old is my future movie director, maker, creator of all things creative. I have a math science kid who's his older brother, and I have probably a vocal performer who's his younger sister. But he is the guy that thinks of this. And we were talking about your film in the car just the other day, and he said, "Dad, how come nobody ever thinks about it this way, but it's the best story ever told?" Now, he's not talking about from a biblical truth-based perspective. He's talking about the nastiness of Herod and the vulnerability of Mary. He's seeing it through the characters at 10 years of age. I can't even believe he sees this. But he's looking at it from a storytelling perspective. And I've always thought we've never given Herod kind of the nasty side that Antonio Banderas brings to this film, and the true vulnerability of Mary and Joseph you captured in these two characters. I'm just curious, did you see the clearly defined angles of all of these different things, these jagged pieces, if you will, that bring the story together?
I did. You know, that original vision I had for this movie, it was all very clear to me. I saw the whole picture. I saw Mary and Joseph's love story that nobody ever talks about. You know? And, you know, you think of them as humans, if you just put yourself in their shoes. What was it like for Mary when Gabriel visited her? And then she had to tell her parents, she had to tell her betrothed that she was a child in that time where you should be stoned for that. What was it like for Joseph to stand by her and take that stain upon him and ruin his family name? But he did it. He stayed by her. It's heroic, and they were heroes, these two. And we have all these Disney movies, we have all these Elf and Santa movies that are beautiful, colorful, fun celebrations of Christmas, sort of, or not. You know, why haven't we made a movie that is like that, that celebrates the true meaning of Christmas? And
yeah,
that's just what it means. This has all the elements, the love story, the villain, and Herod, like you pointed out. And then the wise men, to me, it was just obvious that the Three Stooges, they're the comedic. I mean, my kids will not stay engaged unless they're laughing at times. So anytime it got too serious, I just injected the wise men, and it just really works.
Yeah. Well, Journey to Bethlehem is the name of the film. And friends, if you have not seen it, this is opening weekend. Obviously, we want everybody to go see it. That's why, Adam, after seeing the preview, I took all of my family last night, Friday night, to opening night. We wanted to make sure that we did our part to support. But when you're talking about the level of production this is, and someone asked me, said, "Well, of modern musicals, like, what do you compare it to in terms of its production?" I said, what's the best musical in your mind that's come out in the last 20 years? And they said, "The Greatest Showman." I said, "It's slightly better than that." This is the level of production that people are going to get when they go in there. But really, as you started out this interview, the message is the importance of this film is about what it does to the heart by the end of it. Talk to me about what your goals are.
100%. You know, I've seen this movie 1,000 times now as a filmmaker, and every time we get to the TV scene, I tear up, I cry. It's so powerful. And that's what we're building towards, with all the levity, all the things. And some people might like, oh, well, that's not what happened. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's not a documentary that didn't break into song and dance to pop music. I understand. You know, and there is great lessons taken when you're an artist and you make something. Every great painter in history that drew or painted the nativity scene took license. The wise men were there when the baby was born. Well, they weren't. They came later, but we've accepted that as art. And this is art. But this is art with heart. And this is art with meaning. And this is something that's so personal to me because this is my faith journey. This is what I believe. I was saying in the beginning of the movie, inspired by a true story. Meaning it's not a documentary, but I believe it's true. So watch it with that in mind and enjoy it and laugh and sing along. And by the end, you're going to know what this is about. You're going to feel the power of this story. I didn't need to add to it at the end. I'm moved by it not because it's so great, but I did. I'm moved by it because of what it means that Jesus came.
Well, the songs will be memorable. They will. You will be humming them as you leave the auditorium. Friends, I cannot recommend it enough. If you're looking for that new piece of holiday tradition that your family needs to watch, as ours does, they want to. By the time Thanksgiving's done, they're already pulling out the request for movie nights all the way through the holidays. This needs to be on that list in the years to come. But this year, you need to go see it in the theater. Journey to Bethlehem. And the website for people to get tickets, I mean, you can get them through Fandango and all the normal places, but the website for the film itself.
Yeah, it's journeytobethlehemmovie.com, and you can even gift tickets to the people. Fandango's done a really cool thing. If there's someone you know that would like to take the family movies, can't afford it, that's a great Christmas gift. But I would just encourage people to not wait till Christmas or after Thanksgiving, because if we do that, the movie won't be there at Christmas.
Right.
The theater owners won't keep it if nobody shows up before Thanksgiving. So go now.
Go see it now.
Go
there's
again.
No reason. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Taking a return journey to Bethlehem tonight, here's Stephen Curtis Chapman and We the Kingdom.
I never knew a star to shine so bright. I never saw the sky so full of light. I never felt my heart could ever be like this, so wild and so free. I know a miracle's happening, 'cause I hear a choir of angels sing. Hallelujah!
So let's cross the line and dance together. What we start tonight will last forever. If you believe, then join with me and celebrate. Silent night is being covered in a holy light. Now nothing looks the same. The sound of Jesus' name brings me to my knees. A new life, a true light's awakening. It's calling me, so I am answering.
Kevin Show. We'll see you next time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.